Okay, we are in Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Zion. Behema Shikoreres Ragleha and Choshishin Shema Nisa Kachot. We're discussing about, we're worried about, Choshos about if the Chodesh Shedra, if the spinal cord was broken, snapped, cut, whatever you want to say. So if we see an animal walking, dragging its dragging its feet, right? So should we be worried about the fact that, well, maybe it's paralyzed or something and it can't walk properly? It can't walk. It drags it, from the back end. This is any choshish shemanis. We're not choshish for it. Ella hagar ella aminan. She grown up. Who cave her glaim nakta? That it's a cave her glaim. Rashi over there is crampa from French. Probably I think it's the same thing as we say cramps. And the animal has leg pain. It has cramps, and therefore it's dragging its feet, and not because it has a severe spinal injury. Who adim ba'ov nami dina hachi? If it can't walk or whatever. We also not choshish, it hurt itself, whatever. right, ches, aval b'dem dvar memorim, kishalo noda shenafla. That's only if there's no reyesa, that it had a fall. But in noda shenafla, choshishin, that the reason why it's dragging his legs is because of severe injury, and not because it just has some leg pain. The shaila is that, so over there by the fula there, by later on we'll see that there is a bedika that we have it walk dalamas. So over here also let it walk dalamas, and the shach says that if it's dragging its feet, that's not called halicha. And echanami, if it was dragging its feet, it had a fall and it's dragging its feet, so those, even if it goes deep to 20 amas, that's not called halicha. So therefore, we're choshish for that the Chodesh Shedra was cut. right. So 1 second. Fine. So that's Siman Lamed Beis. Siman Lamed Gimel. Dinim Nita Alechi Makah Bevesher. These are the dinim of where the top part of the digestive system, meaning the mouth and the esophagus, are damaged. Aleph nita halechi atachton. This is the tula, one of the tulas, that the bottom jaw is gone. Kshera, it's still considered a kshera. V'hu shiach halichia sayyidei hamara v'halata. That's where it can live by the fact that he can feed it. That they can feed the animal still, it can't eat, but it can be fed into the back of its throat. So then that would be kosher. Who would then, I guess, if he gave it an IV or I don't know, whatever, it's not called a trefa. Haga v'chein of shenito chartuma v'yachal lichia seyde hamra v'al ata kosher. Even an oaf, if it can be fed, with missing part of its beak, that's okay. As long as, of course, there's no ikur simani, and even if the lechi tachton is pulled out, but doesn't necessarily, it's gone, this bottom part of the jaw, as long as the simanim are still attached by the back of the throat. Then that would be kosher. However, nital beis, nital lechi ha'elyoin, if the top of the jaw is missing, la ramam treif avroi lachu shadvarav, because the Rambam says that the bottom jaw is there to protect. I mean, besides eating, but also it protects, has a function that it protects the pharynx and the back of the throat and the esophagus. So that's gone, you can still feed it. However, if the top of the jaw is gone, top of the jaw is there to protect the kone, protect the trachea, the windpipe. And therefore, if it's open, so then it doesn't, cold winds, all different types of cold air can suddenly go straight into the rea, into the lungs, and it can die from bad air, from, like, well, the Rambam says, from cold air. And it can die. It's sort of also a filter against the air and stuff. So that's why it's like the Rambam, according to the Rambam, then it would be called a trefa and very lachush the dvar, because the question in the Gemara says that it's nitol alechi. Question is, what does it mean? The Rambam says it means alechi tachton. So
Al Kopanim. Lechi tachton means the movable.
The bottom jaw. Right. The Grub points out that this is based in the fact that it says Ein lechamisha ein, and the Gemara says Ein lechamisha ein kamor chaya. That, you know, even though, yes, you know, someone like a cow whose jaw is gone, I mean, is not going to really live that long. So the question is, why is it mentioned in the Mishnah? So the Mishnah, there's two things which aren't mentioned. Either it's, you know, there's Kshera, or that there's those things that Eish Alichios Klal B'Yomo, like Nitol Alei, like it's missing its heart, right? So, you know, that's not mentioned in the Mishnah, but obviously it's a Trefa, because it's going to die. So, it's not going to live out the day. So therefore, also if it's missing its upper jaw, I mean, how long is it going to live for? But Al Kopanim, the reason it's a trefa is because, like I said, the breathing, it compromises its breathing. But Lechi Atachton is mentioned in Bichlal the Ksheiros in the Mishnah. So therefore, that's it's a little bit different. Gimel, veshet, turbits of veshet. If the esophagus or the pharynx, right? We had a shir explaining exactly what the turbits of veshet is. Shenikev lechalalo. If it's punctured through b'kolshu in the vela. If it's punctured at all, then that's called the kiva, and that is a trefa, and it's treif. Because I guess eventually, once the esophagus is punctured, it can't heal properly, and it's something which eventually is gonna, you know, open up whatever it is, and it will eventually die. And it's not talking about ikor; it's talking about puncture. Dalid, and that's why in shechita. Before actually shechted, if there's a puncture in the veshet, it's a trefa, even in the middle of shechita, it's a trefa. Dalit shnei oiros eish veshet. There's two parts of the veshet, the inside and the outside. There's two. I don't even call them membranes or whatever. The veshet is muscle. The esophagus is like smooth muscle, so there's two parts. There's the inner layer and the outer layer. The inner layer is white, and the outer layer is reddish. So, nikiv echad mehem kshera. If only one of them is punctured, it's kosher. Nikiv shneihem asura. If both of them are punctured, so then both of them are asur. Nafil ala bo krum. Even if there's a scab on it, venistam, and therefore it got closed, the hole's closed up. Even if there's a nekev on the inner one, like, you know, here, and the outer one is over here, afal pikein, it's aser. Vehu shenikvu shnei meruach echad, as long as they're both on the same. On the same part, the same side of the veshet. The efshad misrami adadi pirushin is damin lahis kaven yachad. That By the veshet, I guess, since it's a muscle and it moves the food down, so the thing stretches, it opens and stretches and pulls and everything like that. So therefore, it's very possible that the inner layer might move at some point to the same spot parallel to the other hole, and then it's considered a puncture straight through, and that would be a trefa. Okay, first of all, it's a trefa, but yeah, I guess the point is that it could rip a hole in the since it could, I understand the pshat is since there's pressure, it expands from the food. If there's a hole, it can the whole thing can just tear open, or at some point it might tear open, it might be bigger and bigger. So if not just one time, if it often goes back and forth, so it's going to be a point in time where they're going to, when it's eating, where it's always going to keep on, getting to the weak point, and then it could open up. So that's what it says. Even if it's a krum, even if it's, I don't know about surgery, I don't know, whatever. But if it's a heel, even if there's a scab, it's not strong. And you're dealing with a pressure point, so it's not gonna stay forever. But this is only where we see that it became because of some sort of illness, who knows, whatever animal illness it could be, that it ate a hole in the veshet. But if we're choshesh that it was punctured by a needle or a thorn or something like that, afilu lo nikiv rakapnimi treifa, even if just the inner one has, you see there's a hole, it's treif. Tachashinu shem nikiv gamachitzayin. We're choshesh something sharp. We're choshesh that it went, that why wouldn't it go if it punctured this? It went straight through. And the din is that a veshet, we can't tell if it was punctured mibachutz, because since it's red on the outside, so you're looking for a spot of blood, kor childan, you're looking for a spot of blood. The bedika by a veshet, a puncture wound, is that if it was punctured, there'd be a teeming spot of blood. So on the inside, it's white, so if it was punctured, you can see there's a spot of blood. But the outside, it's impossible. You can't see it's red, so you're not going to be able to see it. So we say yefshar livdoik. So therefore, if you see there was a kotz in the esophagus, and you see that there was a teeny puncture wound, there was a little hole in the white layer. So then we say it could be, since it's sharp, we're choshish that it went straight through, and since we can't tell, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to trafe it up. So 1 second. Any other lakuda here? Yeah. So therefore, that's why this is a yusoda here, and we'll see in the veshet. Hey, oyos elu hachitzain. Adam of the Milam. That's why I told you that there would be mafarish a bit more, that these two layers of muscle, the outside is red and the inner is white. Ve'im nischalfu. If somehow or other you see that the inside, I don't think it means that it turns inside out. Obviously, that's not how that would happen even. And it's not going to live. But if the colors change, so then shachitzon lavan pnimi adaim treifa. Why? Because you can tell it's ill. There's an illness which is causing it to change colors. The outside and whatever you see we see that there's something wrong with it. Or the Ran says that it could be that it was damaged, that it was attacked, and there's some sort of therefore it's spreading some sort of illness in the if it's red, that there's different reasons, And even if it's even if both of them are red or both of them are white, we also choshish that there was some sort of problem with it, and therefore it's treif, and it's only if it's rove, and not if it's a little part. If it's a little part, then you know we're okay with that. Chedim shnei adumim levanim treifa. Right. That's what I mean. Hagav v'kol shekein yesh lo shnei veshtim or shnei kanim the treifa, and of course. If the animal, for some reason, is called a Chernobyl or behemoth, so it has two esophagus, two windpipes, or whatever. So therefore, it is we say that anything has an extra limb is called is kiilu. Even the first one doesn't function, and it's kiilu. It's not there, and therefore it's considered treif. Vav. A veshet ain lo bedika mi bachutz. A veshet, it does not have, there's no, like we said before, there's no bedika on the outside. Eitzel drusa. So the Gemara says that the real makor of the fact that there's no bedika mi bachutz is that it's by a drusa, that if it got attacked by an animal and we're choshish that the claws went in to the behema. So what happens in Shetzvicha Bedika? Let's read this. Shekima me Shekima Shu Adam Ain Odom Haaras Niker Bok. That what happens in Drusa, which seems to be from the way that the Chazal understand, or at least Uncle Pani, Rashi understands, is that when the animal attacks, so then the claws go in, and then it caught, and then in some sort of aras, some sort of Eris, some sort of venom or poison, I don't want to say venom. Some sort of poison goes into the animal and causes some sort of infection of some sort. Right, so that's what Rav Arya Carmel writes in the footnote in the end of Michtam Eliyahu. He writes that Haraya brings something called cat scratch disease. A cat that scratch people can get like an infection, some sort of infection. So so he says that's the pshat over here that when an animal attacks it causes infection, and that's the aras. So the truth is, if you look in the Gemara, the Gemara doesn't say the word aras. It's Rashi who says it. So obviously the Rishonim relying on Rashi, and this is Rashi's understanding. Of it, you know, I didn't check and see if other Rishonim say a different pshat in the Gemara that it's not eris, that the kilo is injecting injecting something. If there's another mahalach, I looked around, I didn't see, you know, but I want to look a little bit more and get into actual drusa. But al kopanim, what it does cause some sort of infection which turns red and it spreads. So therefore, by the veshet, if it got attacked by the veshet. We can't tell since the outside is red. We can't tell if there's an infection there. So Kate said, "Yeah." Says, "So what do you do?" Im ofu, but a kakonet. You check the kone mibachutz. You check the kone, not the veshet. The shachto, and then you shachtiv. Acher kach mahapech a veshet. Then you take the veshet and you turn it inside out. Ubotko mibifni, and then you check the white layer on the inside. And you check it. Being behemahi ain la takana. If it's obviously you don't slice it down the middle because you know it wouldn't help. You have to carefully flip it inside out. Being behemahi ain la takana. But behema, there's no takana because you have to cut the veshet also in order to be kosher. Once you cut the veshet, you say, well, maybe there is it was punctured. It was punctured by the spot. You shechted it, so there's nothing you could do. Aga, uladidan, ein lanu bekim bebedika af oif ein la takana. The Rama says later on, by drusa we don't have a bedika, and by any, and I said most of the treifas that the Gemara says a certain type, specific type of bedika. The Rama says ein lanu bekim. We don't know. And we don't really understand how to do the, we don't have a Masaira and understand, you know, how to go ahead and do the Bedika for the time of the Gemara. So therefore, doing this Bedika won't work. Obviously, if there's some other way, you know, medical science or something, you could check it, that's some, some sort of MRI or I don't know, something like that. It could be, it would work. But al kopanim, this type of bedika that we don't rely on. Zion, l'inyan nekev nami ein leveshet bedika bibachutz el bifneim, not just by drusa, but even by any nekev, any puncture, we can't tell on the outside. Obviously, you see a hole. You know, but the point is that we're choshish that if there's a little puncture, you're going to see a little spot of blood, and that we can't tell on the outside. So therefore, there's no bedika mibachutz, only bifneim. So that's just checking. Yeah, that we can see with our eyes. It's not any of the bedikas where it says open it up, and there's a whole process. And it says in the Gemara like that. It says the Gemara says we don't know how to do it. But just checking for a spot of dam, that we could do, and this anyway, it's only a chshash. It's a chshash l'chumra. So therefore, anyway, we're being machmir. Ches oiv haba lefaneinu. If a chicken comes to us with tzavar beluchach bedam, let's say it's all neck is all bloody.
Before
shechita, right? Ein choshish l'safek drusa. We don't want a choshish for that it was attacked. In the Kolosim and in Zion, that's where the other halachas of drusa is. Leave the kolach halal. We're not choshish, and there's a drusa. You have to go check the whole innards of the chicken to be sure there's no spot of blood. Choshish in the suffix in the kuva, but we are choshish that maybe there is a puncture in the veshet. Leave the makam aluchach in the spot where it's bloody. That you would need to check that. I check that spot to see if there is a puncture. right, Hagav yesh oisim kolaov. Again, some are achmir and aser the whole chicken or behemah that tzavar meluchach b'dam the chashin and the kivas of veshet. Hena lo bekim mechena minig. Again, we're choshish if we see there's blood, and we're choshish that there is a. That we're going to check negative the makom, we don't know where exactly it was punctured. There's an issue if you don't know where it is. So then that's harder. Even if we know well this is bloody over here, we can just check here. The Rama says that we're not bekeem enough for that, and therefore we're going to trafe it up. L'chumra, if its neck is bloody because of a safek nekuva, not because of safek drusa. I think we'll stop here.